Nikki and DeMello for breakfast. 97.3 Coast FM.
Do you know it's now legal for you to take a toilet plunger and use it to unblock your loo?
I would have never occurred to me that it was illegal.
Well,
not that I would even ever attempt that. That would be a Jack problem.
Sure. I hear you. And
anyone else's problem, but I would be like, can you fix that?
Yeah, exactly.
Wouldn't think to call someone.
If you wanted to change your own shower head, you can now do it without calling a plumber.
Well,
and
I'm not going to admit that I have done that before.
Well, actually, you did it while it was illegal. So it's only just changed. Residents lost the right to do simple plumbing maintenance in 2000, and apparently the legislation reformed February 10.
Right.
So it slipped past unnoticed. So when you start talking about water supply plumbing or sanitary or drainage plumbing solutions, that's regulated and should be done by a licensed plumber.
Mm-hmm.
But, otherwise, little things. If you're replacing a water heater, toilet suite, burst pipe, all of that needs a professional. I don't think I'd even attempt to change a toilet suite. I'd be like, yeah, nah. Cool.
Yeah,
I'm good
no
with
thanks.
That. Not even like, Dad, hey, come and help me with this
but
one,
like,
please. No. Nah.
What are you? You don't have to show anyone a certificate or, you know what I mean? Like with electrical work, there's, when you're selling houses, they need the certificate.
Maybe you do
now. Do you just have to ask for it?
Not sure.
Anyway.
And if you could get an infringement of up to $1,000. Or you could actually be prosecuted for doing unlicensed
can you imagine?
Work. Just so you know. What, you took a toilet plunger?
What did you do, mate?
Yeah.
I plunged my toilet.
In the 24 years when you weren't allowed to. Well, there you go. I'm glad we're up to date with all this stuff anyway, so there you go. And also, one of the earliest books in existence is expected to fetch upwards of $4 million Aussie dollars when
it goes
to... You'd think that. Well, it's religious, for sure, when it goes up for auction later this year. The Crosby... Shoyan Codex, I may have got that wrong, written in Coptic, which is one of the Egyptian languages on papyrus. It's the earliest, there you go, Christian liturgical book. According to the international auction house Christie's, they'll be auctioning it off June 11. They reckon it goes back sometime between the middle of the 3rd and 4th centuries. My question is, how does a person end up owning that? How is that not something that's in...
Yeah, it should be a museum or something.
Museum or university collections or something like that. Is Indiana Jones trying to raise some retirement funds? So what do we got? Get rid of that Coptic text. You know what I'm saying?
I haven't looked at that for years.
Yeah, that'll sort us out. I don't understand. But anyway, if you're in the market for a new book...
Yeah, I was looking for a book, actually.
Yeah, a little something. There's space on your shelf, then maybe keep it free.
You'd be too scared to look at it, wouldn't you?
You'd be too scared to do anything. Touch it, move it, anything.
Yeah.
Anyway, I mean, it'd be nice to own if you're that kind of guy that also has, you know, I don't know.
Collectible.
Yeah, very collectible things.
Mm.
Anyway, for someone out there, someone, this is the perfect buy. This is the Christmas present you've been looking
present.
For. A space in a mausoleum in the States has gone on sale, fetching almost $300,000 in our money at auction.
Wow.
The spot is at Pierce Brother Westwood Village Memorial Park in Mortuary in LA. And this particular spot is next door to the final resting place of one Marilyn Monroe.
Oh.
And two doors over from Hugh Hefner, as it happens.
Right, okay.
Now, the spot was bought by... So it's prime real estate, is what I'm saying. The spot was bought by a Beverly Hills tech investor who said, "I've always dreamt of being next to Marilyn Monroe for the rest of my life." Doesn't that sound slightly creepy?
It really does.
I bought Hugh Hefner's round bed... and Marilyn Monroe's bathing suit at Julien's this week.
Yuck.
It's all round. It's
I bet he's going to lay in the bed with her bathing suit next to him.
Yeah. And then his final resting place at Westwood Village Memorial Park. Look, till he needs this actual spot, maybe you can advertise it on Airbnb. I don't know. To be fair, I think I've actually seen smaller places up for rent.
Mm.
So anyway.
Yeah, probably.
Coast FM scoreboard.
Once again, a whole world of sport is opening up for us as we head into the weekend and navigating it for us. Our Google Maps, if you like. Channel 10's Steve Allen. Good morning.
Don't hold me accountant for any traffic jams, but good morning, Dad. Morning, Nikki. Pleasure to be with you.
He might lead us the wrong way.
Well, that's
as
the
Google
thing.
Maps does.
Go straight across the middle of this field, please. All right. Sorry. Now, I believe as we head into the gather round, there's a debutante pulling on the Eagles jumper for the first time.
That's right, Locke Rawlinson, which he was a rookie draftee, so another number one draft pick, if you like. Just the less heralded one. Locke Rawlinson, a small forward from South Australia, and will make his debut not far from home out in Mount Barker against the Sydney Swans. He's a small forward. Think of him a little bit like a younger Jamie Cripps, maybe a bit quicker. He can get a bit of the footy. So hopefully it's not a demolition like the last time the Eagles played the Swans.
Look, it's a tough team to be debuting in, it's fair to say. The other question for me is, do you think this Mount Barker is also going to have free-range chickens running around like ours? Because that's all I think.
I've been wondering this.
Well, that's a great question. They really have missed an opportunity for some sort of Mount Barker derby here. Derby. Oh, it's something for next year, perhaps. All
right. And Freo have flown out for their gather round.
Yeah, and look, they're going unchanged. 3 weeks in a row. That's the first time that's happened in more than 20 years for the Dockers. Mm. So, a very steady lineup. They take on Carlton, who there were hopes that Patrick Cripps would miss through the birth of his child, but he's got that out of the way. Ah. His partner did more of the heavy lifting there, but they've got that out of the way, so he can leave and take on the Dockers. So probably the match of the gather round, you'd have to say. That can all change very quickly during the course of a game.
Absolutely. But, I mean, you know, it'd be lovely if Freo could show themselves here. That would mean good things.
Well, and look, the interesting thing for the WAFL is a couple of very handy Peel players have made the trip over there. Neil Erasmus and Liam Reedy, who are super important to the Thunder setup. But given it's a Saturday game for the Dockers and a Sunday game for Peel, I think there is some thought that they might be able to fly a couple of those fellas back should they be needed, and to bolster that Peel lineup, taking on Subiaco on Sunday.
Excellent. See you covering Scrabble earlier this week, Steve.
We love a word. Game at Channel 10 Sport Department. We love our puns, our idioms, and yes, I got down there. I have an interest in Scrabble. Don't mind getting out the board every now and again, but I saw that, yes, the Australian Championships were held in town over Easter, wrapping up Monday, and the two-time world champion and Australian Victorian man David Eldar was able to take that out. I think the word of the tournament may have been squirrels, which scored him upwards of 200-odd points. So, look, not all balls in the air in the sports department.
What a mental picture you paint, my friends.
Not all balls in the sports department, is it?
Dip our hand in the tile bag from time to time and do something a little bit different.
Dip our hands in the tile bag. That's a T-shirt if ever it was waiting to be made.
Okay, anyway, moving on.
Back to balls in the air.
Back to balls, thanks. The Glory game, that's on Sunday.
On Sunday, yeah, they take on Adelaide United. Now, we're getting close to the end of the campaign, but a tough little stretch here for the Glory. This will be their third game in 8 days. That's a tough little stretch. So good luck to the lads. I'm tipping there'll be some tired legs at the end of this.
And tired balls in the air too. No.
Balls are fine.
We'll move on from that, shall we? Steve Allen, we, as always, appreciate your insights and the mental pictures you paint for us every
Beautiful,
week.
Beautiful, stunning.
Pleasure as always.
Nikki and DeMello's
Riddle Me This, Riddle Me That.
Riddle Me This.
Here we go. It's riddle time, and this is your last chance to qualify this week for the Hanes 4-cylinder engine building kit, where you can make your own see-through engine and then watch it work.
Pretty
realistic
cool.
Noises and everything going on in there. Yeah. So it is pretty cool. And it is, look, if you want to start your journey in building and rebuilding engines, then this is it.
Yeah, if you're interested in how things work as well.
Thanks to Sick Hobbies in Rockingham. Up for grabs. Now you just got to solve this to go in the drawer.
All right. What can you put in a bucket to make it weigh less?
Ooh. 958 15973. Coast FM. Yeah. Oh, here we go. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
Dorothy.
Did you say Dorothy?
Penelope.
Penelope. Close. All right. Close. All right, Penelope.
So, what do you think you could put in a bucket to make it weigh less?
A hole.
A hole. That would mean it would weigh less, wouldn't it?
You nailed it.
Penelope, in the draw you go. Last one for the week. You could be the one winning that awesome prize very soon.
Building your own four-cylinder engine thanks to Sick Hobbies in Rockingham. Good luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
Well, there is an all-Aussie car show happening in Waroona next weekend. Mm. Now, there'll be food and market stalls and craft and more, obviously, alongside all sorts of impressive vehicles.
Lovely.
Waroona Showgrounds, Sunday the 14th from 9. You can find info at that in the What's On section of coastlive.com.au. Today, this 5th of April, is National Dandelion Day.
Oh.
The little yellow flowered plants that turn into little balls of fluff and grow all through your lawn.
And absolutely take over.
Nobody considers to be a plus around these parts. No. They are totally weeds. But did you know they are essentially all edible? From the petals to the root. You can actually slow roast the root and use it as a coffee substitute.
So they're actually the ones that they use for like dandelion tea.
They are the same ones.
They're all
part of the same family. I think they might be slightly different, but essentially, go for gold.
Go for it.
The freshest looking young leaves are lovely cooked or make an excellent addition to salads for those that like bitter greens.
Don't we all?
So you know. April 5 is also Walk to Work Day, apparently.
Oh.
It's good for you. It's good for the planet.
Yep,
and
absolutely.
It's also National Caramel Day. It's good for you. It's good for the planet.
Do it. Eat it.
97.3 Coast FM. Nikki and DeMello's Coast Feed. Coast Feed. Go!
Shop online at seagulls.com.au for Seagulls Outdoor Furniture, located at Mandurah Home City. And your Friday entertainment wrap with Nikki.
Thank you. Beyonce has new music out just
already.
When you thought she couldn't release anymore.
Wow.
Here she is with a new version of Texas Hold'em. This is the Pony Up remix, which includes a new verse. They've called it the New Orleans Bounce Breakdown.
Okay.
So here it is.
Here you go.
Now I'm going to need all my cowboys to the dance floor. To the flow now. Ooh. Get to the dance floor. This morning, my heart keeps racing straight to the bottom. Y'all need salvation. Take the details of Instra. Take me downtown. Gonna leave the truck. Whiskey, baby, let's get wicked. Wasted.
She doesn't mention Lexus in that bit there, so I don't know.
Look, I like it. Now they can play it at the clubs.
She can play
it anywhere now. Paul McCartney is also a big fan of Queen Bee. Following her cover of the Beatles classic Blackbird, McCartney took to Instagram to share how happy he is with Beyoncé's cover of the song, writing that it reinforces the civil rights message of the tune that inspired him to write it.
Oh.
Adding, I think she does a magnificent version of it. If you haven't heard it, here it is.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arrive.
No, I mean, it's a great song.
Honestly, she could sing Baby Shark and I'd listen to it. Like, she,
come on now.
Her voice is beautiful.
Let's not exaggerate.
Blackbird appears on the album Cowboy Carter, which is out now.
Right.
A new Matrix movie is in the works. The Martian writer Drew Goddard is set to helm the upcoming fifth film in the Matrix franchise. Oh. There's no word if Keanu Reeves will return to his role as Neo in it, but the Warner Brothers say Goddard approached them with a fresh idea for the film, which hasn't gotten a premiere date. as of yet. But there you go. Fifth Matrix flick is coming.
Ooh, I'm curious.
Mm. Well. And Kiss have sold their music catalogue for over 450 million Aussie dollars.
$150 million.
Yeah, it's a lot. They've sold their catalogue, brand name and intellectual property to Swedish company Pop House Entertainment Group. The company plans a Kiss biopic, documentary and experiences, including an Avatar show slated for 2027. They also reportedly want to expose Kiss to a younger generation of fans. So you'll expect to see lots more of them.
I guess that means we'll get more fresh Kiss lunchboxes potentially.
Drink bottles, all stuff.
Oh, that's coming back.
Nikki and DeMello.
Back Monday from 6.
97.3 Coast FM.